and line forms on the right page. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael.
On the fan, McMonagle here with you, rocking with you till 5 a.m. You know the deal. 3 hours, 877-337-6666. Fleegs on the other side, and we're taking your phone calls till 5 a.m. and the warm-up show right here on the fan. And listen, I'm annoyed as a baseball fan. We'll get to all the stuff that makes us happy as we get ready for hopefully what will be a victorious Game 5 for the New York Knicks, ending that series. Hopefully what will be a victorious Game 5 for the Islanders, who will push the Carolina Hurricanes a little bit further. That's a selfish Rangers take. But hey, maybe the Islanders can win this whole thing. But let's focus on our two lousy offensive baseball teams, because if you look at these two teams last night, it's kind of similar fashion. There's other talking points, there's things to get to, but ultimately, these offenses stink. The Yankees shut out again for the fifth time this season already. After scoring 30 runs over two games in Milwaukee, they go on into Baltimore to take on what now has become clearly the other best team in this division that they're going to be battling with for first place all year long, and do absolutely nothing. And the New York Mets ruin a gem. An absolute gem. No hit through seven innings. Luis Severino. And normally you could take a look and say, hey, you know what? That's probably the takeaway from this game. Look how good Luis Severino's been. Besides maybe, you know, one inning in his last start and maybe his first start of the year. Luis Severino throwing fastballs by people and fastball counts. Throwing his secondary pitches for strikes. Great movement. Looking great. Back-to-back starts in this new era of baseball. Are you kidding me? Back-to-back starts where the starter goes eight innings and allows your bullpen to get a break, even though you have seen Diaz now in back-to-back games. And unfortunately, what happened last night, he gives up the two-run home run. But man, oh man, we could talk about everything else. And yes, Wendell has his head up as you know what. Right? Because we'll get into the game here, but they're playing the Cubs clearly. Severino has a no-hitter through seven innings, and in the eighth, gives up a walk, has a base hit, a fielder's choice, and they have runners at the corners with one out, and in comes Joey Wendell, who was brought in to play defense for this team. And when you look at the roster of this team, and there's going to have to be discussions, and we'll get into it, 877-337-6666. We could talk about the roster of this team and what do you do with Vientos and where does the roster, you know, once Marte comes back and they're expecting him back later today, what do you do with this roster? But make no mistake, Wendell's going nowhere. Wendell is your only backup utility infielder, your backup shortstop. You need that position on the roster. And right now, there isn't another man on the team, on the 40-man. Now, that could change if they really feel this poorly about Wendell. But he's going to be here. And if you are going to play Vientos, which I think they will. I know he went 0-for-4 in this game, but he hit a ball pretty deep in one of his at-bats. And ultimately, you know, 3-for-4 prior to today with the home run, the walk-off home run the other day. If he's going to stay into this roster, you are going to put Wendell in the exact situation you put him in this game. Defense late in the game. That's why he's on this team. And there's a couple of guys, and I've talked about it, there's a couple of guys on this roster where if they don't do the one thing they need to do, they're kind of useless. And on different levels, Jeff McNeil is one, and he got a hit in this game, one of the few. But if Jeff McNeil doesn't hit 315 to 330, Jeff McNeil has no use. He has a little bit of versatility defensively, but he's not really good anywhere. He hits for no power. He doesn't get on base. He's a 310, 315, you know, contend for the batting title type player. Otherwise, he's useless. And Wendell, if he doesn't play solid defense, if he isn't someone you can trust putting in late defensively, especially at third, especially now Vientos is going to play. We know Beatty has kind of played well, or at least much better than he had previous years at third base defensively, and he had that unbelievable series, which I guess is close to a month ago now, but in Cincinnati, but has played relatively well at third base. But Wendell's brought in to be your backup defender, get a couple of at-bats here or there, but ultimately be a guy you can plug in and feel confident at third base. And he has the terrible game, I believe it was in L.A., where he's throwing balls all over the place. And then last night, with a one-run lead, and that is the story, how terrible the offense was. You get the leadoff homer from Nimmo, and you expect this offense to do something. To do something. But absolutely nothing. Lindor, 0 for 4 again, back under 200. Alonso, nothing. He's hitting 240. He's giving you some pop, don't get me wrong. But he's still, you know, at 240 in the home runs, he's a, you know, he's a pretty good, useful player. You need it to be more like 260, 270. But he's hitting 240. JD Martinez has come in and done a nice job. I just told you about McNeil. Vientos, we'll see. And really, if it wasn't for a Bader single, right? If you want to look back over the last four games, as now you find yourself as the Mets back to 400 again, 500 again, excuse me. If it wasn't for a Bader single in that last game again with two outs and two strikes against St. Louis and then the Vientos heroics, you are looking at four straight losses in a row and this offense doing absolutely nothing. But you get to the eighth inning, you have Severino absolutely dealing first and third with a quick runner at the plate who hits a, you know, Madrigal who can run, hits a broken bat ground ball to your third baseman who you brought in for defense, and he goes straight to second base instead of clearly having, which he would have had, the runner at home. That's not a ball off the glove. That is not a physical error. That is a mental error from who is supposed to be the one guy you trust to put in late game situations. That's what he's here for. And he, when you watch it, if you've seen baseball enough, you know the likelihood of a double play there is absolutely slim to none. And he has got to be smarter. And you cannot allow that score to be tied on that. You have got to trust. Going into that at-bat, you have got to say to yourself, unless this is an absolute missile hit to me, I have to do the one thing I have to do. And that's make sure I protect this lead and give Severino, who again was given an opportunity to go past, you know, what I think most guys would have expected for him to go after he gives up the hit. I thought the first sign of trouble they would have went to the bullpen, and Mendy is showing you in back-to-back appearances here, whether it's Quintana and now Severino, his trust in this rotation and his ability to trust his players and his starting pitchers who've been great for him. They leave Severino in. You have got to give Severino an opportunity to get that last out without that run scoring. And instead, you can tell he has it in his mind that he is going for a double play. It's stupid baseball. And that's what's frustrating. Because you know what? When you're swinging the bats the way you are, you can't play dumb baseball. And that's a talking point, and everybody's going to go nuts about it, and we can at 877-337-6666. It's a dumb play. We'll talk about whether or not he should be on the team. I'm sure everybody wants him designated for assignment. It's never going to happen because he's your utility infielder and your one backup shortstop. He's going nowhere. But ultimately, it's this Met offense that is wildly inconsistent. And when you look at it, I'm sorry, I know Marte's not there at the moment, and Marte has been a steadying force. But this offense has too many damn good hitters, and it's been too long now to consistently have games like this. I mean, consistently scoring 1-2 runs. Like, they get that home run from Nimmo to start the game. They should be off to the races on some level. And they get absolutely nothing. And it starts with Lindor and Nimmo. And Alonso. Lindor is slugging 363. I understand he's been hot. I understand he's hit some home at times. I understand he's hit some home runs. He's had his games where he's popped up, and you feel like, oh, he's starting to show the worm is turned. His left-handed at-bats are much better. You know, multi-home runs from the left-handed side. And yet, and, you know, he'll be fine once he gets, you know, the season. I have no fear about what Lindor is going to be and blah, blah, blah. And that's true. At the end of the year, I still probably have no doubt that he'll be somewhat near his baseball card. But this offense is just wildly inconsistent, and while they're going poorly, he never seems to come through. And it's frustrating to watch now. You're seeing the pitching performances by this team and what this rotation has done without Senga, who you got some good news on, and hopefully he sounds pretty confident that he's going to be able to come back and, you know, right around the May 27th timeline for him, somewhere around a month. And you'll see what you actually get from him. But besides, you know, a couple of standouts, and, you know, maybe Hauser, but Buddo, besides his last start, I feel like has done a really nice job. Severino's throwing the ball excellent. Quintana's coming off an 8-inning performance. You're getting good pitching performances, for the most part, not going too deep, besides the last two outings. But your pitching's been good. The bullpen has been unbelievable. You got Reed, who's been one of the storylines of all of baseball. You know what you've got in Diaz. I know his fastball is down a little bit. He gives up the home run in this game, but it's going to happen. He's not going to be perfect, but he's one of the best closers in all of baseball, if not the best closer in all of baseball. Ottavino has been great throwing strikes, and you've been getting a lot of the things that you were concerned about, the rotation, you know, a lot of these concerns that you had as a team have kind of been okay, and yet this offense that you're supposed to have faith in, especially in the middle of this order, are killing you. And it's the same thing with the New York Yankees. And the New York Yankees in this offense, and sure, listen, I was the first one to tell you that I was pleased. How could you not be? Scoring 30 runs against Milwaukee. And they went into Milwaukee against a team that's in first place in that division, playing very well, and they absolutely pounded them. Pounded them. And Judge hit multiple home runs in that series. Rizzo was player of the week and hit multiple home runs and has been hot over his last couple of games. You've seen a bunch of different guys break out. Even Gleyber Torres, who had a couple hits in this game, is starting to snap out of it. They lose Verdugo to... he's going to go be a father. Congratulations to him. Terrible timing, but what can you do? I don't hear anyone get on him. But he's away from the team. They have to play Judge in left field for his first start of his career. And they get a good pitching performance from Clark Schmidt. But this offense has just been feast or famine. And Judge has come up with... Judge comes up in a spot with runners on the corners with an opportunity to drive in a run. Can't do it. And the talking point coming out of this game, and I know what it's going to be, and I understand it, Giancarlo Stanton is a real problem running the bases. There's just no way around it. I mean, I understand he's a DH, and I understand, hey, listen, Big Poppy couldn't run the bases either. Yeah, but Big Poppy would hit 330 and hit 45 home runs and be an offensive real threat. And while he's been okay, he's nothing like that. And I don't know how many times I can count on one hand the amount of times I've seen a base hit be taken away by a force at second base. And that's what we saw from Giancarlo Stanton last night. Now, I don't think it's so much about his speed as it was a terrible read and going all the way practically back to first base instead of standing still and then moving on. Going all the way back to first probably cost him. But we've seen him try and beat out an infield single where he hardly runs. We've seen him round third base and come home at a snail's pace. Now we've seen him take away a base hit from Wells by being thrown out at a forced play at second base. He is absolutely unathletic, station to station, and unless he's going to smash and hit home runs, there's another guy to go along with Jeff McNeil, to go along with Wendell. He's got one thing to do. And if he can't do it, he's useless because nothing else of his game has... forget playing the field. And I understand they have a lot of outfielders, and last year they needed him to play the outfield much more than they need him to right now, but you can forget that. He can barely move. I thought we were past it. I thought he was running better. I thought he was in better shape. But right now, you can tell Giancarlo Stanton is completely in stay healthy mode, and he is not going to bust it for anything because he's afraid of pulling a muscle or whatever. But he is an absolute out on the base paths. There is nothing that can't happen. I mean, he could hit a single to left field and be thrown out at first base. It's a disaster. And this was a big game for this Yankee team. And Clark Schmidt, much like the Mets, gives up a home run in the first batter. Gunnar Henderson hits a home run in this game to lead off the game. And then Clark Schmidt goes about his business, and he's been great. And this starting rotation, Rodon, I mean, it's very similar to the Mets, what's going on right now. Rodon, Nestor Cortez, Clark Schmidt, like all these guys are pitching well. This rotation doesn't go deep into games necessarily, and you rely on your bullpen, and that's a problem for the Yankees right now, but this rotation's been good. And if you look at it, this team has been awful. I think I saw the stat that they are 0-8 when they score two runs, obviously tied for the worst record in baseball. And they are 19-3 when they score three runs or more, the best record in baseball. All they have to do is score three runs, and they're the best team in baseball, and they've been shut out five times and have scored two or less eight times in this short season, and they have Juan Soto being an MVP candidate. It's unacceptable from the rest of this lineup, and it falls mainly at Aaron Judge's feet. And he had a couple of good days in Milwaukee, but he is not out of the woods. He gets a single in this game. He hit a couple of fly balls right to the wall. I do think the worm is starting to turn with him. But this offense, both these offenses, are too damn good to have them ruin practically no-hit performances, ruin great performances from Clark Schmidt against their divisional rival, and to practically cause a four-game losing streak, if not for one heroics by Bader and by Vientos in the final game of the St. Louis series. Both of these offenses are dragging our baseball teams down. And they're too veteran-laden, and they're too damn good to have it happen. And they got to figure something out. And the stars of this team, and we could talk about, you know, the different plays, and we could talk about the talking points of Stanton on the base path, which is clearly a problem. We could talk about Wendell not making the right play. We could talk about all the different things that come on these games. Every game has its own unique story. We get that. But overall, the problem with these two teams is the offense, and you can lay it at the feet of their stars. Gleyber Torres is supposed to be one of the best hitters on the Yankees. He's done nothing. Pete Alonso is supposed to help carry this team. He hasn't done enough. Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball and the driving force of this Yankee offense, and he hasn't done enough. And Lindor is supposed to be your best hitter in the middle of the lineup, and he has been brutally bad. Besides a handful of situations. And they've getting enough from their pitching. They're getting enough from their bullpen. And this offense is dragging them down. And it's unacceptable. Especially when we're so pumped up about our basketball teams and our hockey teams. So let's get it going, baseball.